选读的经文记载在新约马太福音三章十三到十七节。会众请聆听上帝的话语。当下耶稣从加利利来到伯利约旦河，见了约翰，要受他的洗。约翰想要拦住他说，我当受你的洗，你反倒上我这里来吗？耶稣回答说，你暂且许我，因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。于是约翰许了他，耶稣受了洗，随即从水里上来，天忽然为他开了，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下，落在他身上。从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。本周箴言请大家连同经文出处连续读两次。以弗所书二章四到五节，上帝既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。以弗。
Can you believe that another year has passed?
你们相不相信一年已经又过去了？
And the new year is a great time to reflect on the year that has passed.
那一年的开始是可以让我们回顾过去的一年。
As well as assess what we might improve in the coming year.
也能够来思考一下我们今年能够在哪些地方有所改进。
Last year, many of our congregants learned about pickleball.
去年很多我们的会众学习匹克球。
Cantonese, English, Mandarin members.
不管是说广东话的、英语的、国语的都学了。
If you have never heard of or tried pickleball, please speak to Joy.
如果你从来没有打过、没有听过匹克球，你可以来找中英。
She will point you in the right direction to get you started. 她会告诉
你怎么样开始。
Well, back to the topic at hand. Today's message is entitled Worth and Value.
今天我们的题目是面值跟价值。
During the course of the pandemic, the cost associated with what something is worth has in many cases gone up.
你知道在疫情的时间很多东西呢它的都涨价了。
Causing us to have to rethink whether we can afford it and or if we still even need it.
所以就让我们会思考，我们到底可不可以负担得起呢？或者是我们是不是真的有所需要
？The question being, how much do we value it?
所以这个问题就是说，我们有多看重这样的东西
？So today we will look into a short passage, and along this journey, we will look at worth and value.
今天我们会看一个短短的经文，那讲到的就是面值和价值。
And my hope is that the Lord will guide our hearts.Along this joyous journey in His great love.
那我的祷告就是说，在主的大爱中，能够上帝能够保守我们的心，保守你的心，有一个喜乐的与主同行。
Let's go to Him in prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
，We thank you for this beautiful morning.
我们为今天这么美好的早上来感谢你。
We thank you for your goodness and your grace.
我们为你的美善和恩典来感谢你。
We thank you for your favor and your love.
谢谢你对我们的爱。
Lord, would you guide us through your word?
求主耶稣自己带领我们，由你的话语来带领我们。
Lead us in your spirit.
在你的圣灵中带领我们。
We come before you, Heavenly Father.
我们来到你天父的面前。
And in Jesus' name we pray.
我们将祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. Well, Matthew 3:13, as was read, it says, Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him.
在马太福音第三章第十三节说到了，当下耶稣从加利利来到约旦河，见了约翰，要受他的洗。
So what we can understand from this is that Jesus values being baptized by John.
从这一短短的经文中，我们看到了耶稣很看重约翰为他施洗。
Think about it. Matthew didn't need to indicate where Jesus was coming from, but he did.
你们大家想象一下，马太不需要告诉我们说耶稣到底从哪儿来的，但是他却说了。
If you are wondering how far Jesus traveled to be baptized by John, Jesus traveled the equivalent of 2 marathons.
如果你想知道耶稣从那个那边下来到底有多长的路程呢？ 大概是现在的差不多是路程是两个马拉松这么长的路。
Again, what this should show us is that Jesus valued being baptized by John and that the distance traveled was well worth it.
这里我们看到耶稣很看重来受约翰的洗，所以走这两个马拉松这么长的路是值得的。
Verse 14, John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?
在十四节我们看到了约翰想要拦住他说，我当受你的洗，你反倒上我这里来吗？
So what we see here is that John's own view of his worth was actually low.
我们这里看到约翰看自己觉得没有什么价值。
He didn't consider himself worthy.
他觉得他自己不配。
Well, verse 15, it says, But Jesus answered him, Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented.
在第十五节我们看到耶稣回答说，你暂且许我，因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。于是约翰就许了他。
So John consented, but it was because John values Jesus' word, and so he consented to his request.
约翰他同意了，为什么他同意呢？ 因为他很看重耶稣所说的话，所以呢，他就答应了耶稣的要求。
This is actually a beautiful picture of mutual submission.
在这里我们看到一个很美的图画，就是一个彼此顺服的这样一个图画。
Jesus, though he is greater, submits himself to be baptized by John.
耶稣是很伟大的，但是他却顺服了自己，顺服于约翰的洗礼。
John submits himself to Jesus' explanation, baptizing Jesus, though he initially was resistant.
约翰他刚开始好像不太愿意替耶稣施洗，但是他顺服于耶稣的解释，所以他还是替耶稣施洗了。
You see, these people were coming to the Jordan to be baptized by John.
我们看到了很多人来到约旦河来受约翰的洗。
And John was cleansing people, a baptism of repentance, preparing the way of the Lord.
约翰的洗是洁净人的洗，是一个悔改的洗，是要为主来预备的。
Now I want us to catch the symbolism of this because the symbolism of all these people repenting, turning from their ways, washing their sins into the water.
这里代表的一个象征意义就是这些人，他们的罪来到这个河里面，把他们的罪都在这个河里洗清了，罪就在河里。So
think of a dirty bath.
所以你就看，你就洗一个很脏，你很脏就洗一个澡。And
then comes along the sinless, pure Lamb of God baptized into that same water.
然后我们就试想有一个无罪的、纯洁的上帝的羔羊来在那个水里面受洗。Nothing
to repent of himself.
他自己本身并不需要悔改。Could
it be possibly a change of direction?
也可能是他要来改变他事工的方向。Because
that's what repentance is to change the direction.
就是改变他的方向，这就是悔改。So
could it be that Jesus was moving into his active ministry?
所以也可能是耶稣要来改变方向，来开始活要他的活要事工。Well,
along with that, though, we should consider the symbolism here in this moment.
在这里我们必须要看到了一个象征的意义。That
the untainted, spotless, pure Lamb of God, Jesus, was going into the filthy water of all man's sin.
这个无罪纯洁上帝的羔羊，他要进入这个肮脏污秽、充满人类罪恶的河里。Soaking
up like a sponge and bearing all that filth upon himself.
就把所有人类的罪都放在他的身上。
Now, think of how much worth something that is untainted and pure is.
想到一个很珍贵、不受污染的一个东西，我们试想。Think
of how much its value would decrease if it was simply dragged through the mud.
我们如果这样一个这么高贵、无价的东西从泥里面这样一拖，会有多少的贬值呢？
Well, I would gather to say that this is far worse than being dragged through the mud.
那耶稣所做的就比这个高贵的东西经过这个污泥呢更要严重。
And yet see God's response in verse 17.
但是我们看到了上帝怎么样来回应呢?
And behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased."
在第17节我们看到了从天上有声音说, 这是我的爱子, 我所喜悦的。
What we should notice here is that first, by saying this is, it is more like an announcement for others.
我们第一个要注意到的,他说这是, 所以这代表的是一个宣告。
Rather than Jesus learning in that moment that God is pleased with him.
这不是说要让耶稣学习到他是上帝喜悦他。
Because if it was for Jesus, then it would have been you are, and that would have been fitting.
如果上帝是对耶稣说话的话, 应该说你是我的爱子, 可是这里他没有用你是。
So what can we see from God's announcement?
所以从这个上帝的宣告中我们看到了什么呢?
First, before doing any major ministry, God was pleased with him.
第一就是在还没有开始任何事工以前, 上帝就喜悦了耶稣。
God bestows tremendous worth and value upon Jesus, and rightfully so.
上帝在耶稣身上放下了很大的价值,无价的价值。
Now, while Jesus gets the announcement, I believe that God is pleased with John, too.
那当上帝做这个宣告的时候,我相信上帝也是很喜悦约翰的。
Both men showcased obedience, and as we've been talking about in Converge, in turn, they showed faith.
这两个人我们都看到了,耶稣和约翰,他们都有信心,也有顺服。
Such obedience to and or faith in God is pleasing and honoring unto him.
让这样子的顺服和对上帝的信心,对上帝就喜悦他们。
In fact, we often hear the phrase obedience over sacrifice.
我们常常会听到了顺服胜于献祭。
Following God's calling upon our lives over what might look good in front of others.
所以我们要顺服于上帝的呼召,胜于看重自己的生命,也胜于别人怎么看我们。
In fact, the obedience and the mutual submission of both John and Jesus led to one of the most, if not the most amazing moment in history.
我们看到约翰和耶稣彼此的顺服呢,带领我们到人类历史中一个伟大的时刻。
Says in verse 16, and when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened up, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him.
这个时刻就是耶稣受了洗,随即从水里上来,天忽然为他开了,他就看见上帝的灵仿佛鸽子降下,落在他身上。
What we see in Matthew 3:16 and 17 is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
在马太福音3:16,15-16节,我们看到了圣父、圣子、圣灵。
Genuinely a moment worth valuing.
是非常值得珍贵的一个宝贵的时刻。
Do you remember in the creation story where the Spirit of God hovered over the waters?
还记得在创世纪的时候,上帝的灵运行在水面上吗?
Where God took what was dark and void and he filled it.
上帝把这些黑暗虚空在这个当中,上帝就充满了这个地方。
Well, here's the Jordan River, all these people coming to cleanse themselves, to repent.
这里我们看到的约旦河,然后所有的人来这里悔改,然后洁净。
And into that void, Jesus steps in and is baptized.
在这样一个虚空混乱当中,耶稣进来了,然后受洗。
The Spirit of God, like a dove, comes down over the waters, just like in the creation story.
那上帝的灵,圣灵就下来了,就像在创世纪那时候一样,在水面上。
Some beautiful parallel and symbolism.
是非常好的象征和对比。
I'm going to have us jump over to the book of Ephesians real quick, and it's in chapter 2, verse 1 through 3.
那我们现在很快地跳到以弗所书第二章1-3节。
And it says here, and you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived, in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
I jump over to the passage that we might better understand worth and value in terms of us.
看到了这一段经文以后，就会比较了解我们自己的价值。
Because after reading that assessment by Paul, we can't be worth much, right?
我们刚刚看了保罗所写的那个，我们就看到我们自己根本就不值钱，对不对？
We are dead in our trespasses and sins.
我们死在我们的过犯和罪恶之中。
But Paul doesn't end the chapter there, he continues on.
但是呢，保罗并没有停在那，他继续说下去。
In verse 4, he says, But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus.
然而上帝既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们 得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将那极丰富的恩典，就是他在耶稣基督里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
Our value diminish what could be rendered worthless, God chooses to elevate and redeem.
我们的价值受到了损失，贬值了，本来应该是没有价值的，但是上帝却把我们赎回来，使我们升值。
In fact, Paul doesn't even end there. He continues in verse 8 by saying, For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
所以我们看到保罗也没有停在那，他继续在第八节说，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是上帝所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在耶稣基督，基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是上帝所预备叫我们行的。
You see, that moment where John baptizes Jesus was prepared beforehand.
你知道那个时刻就是约翰施洗那个耶稣的时候是在很早以前就已经预备好的。
And that he should walk in that way.
约翰就需要走在那个为他预备好的道路来为耶稣施洗。
You see, what this passage shows us is that it is not overestimating ourselves.
在这段经文并不是要我们高估我们自己。
In fact, it shows us that our worth is actually very low.
这里告诉我们的是我们的价值其实是很低的。
Just like how John thought of himself.
就像约翰自己想他自己的价值一样。
But our value to God is very high.
但是对上帝来说我们的价值是非常高的。
And so it is he that elevates.
而是上帝把我们升职了。
Now connect this over to another passage from Paul, and it's in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 and 19.
我们再连接到另外一个，在哥林多后书五章十八到十九节。
It says, "All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to Himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to Himself." Not counting their trespasses against them and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation.
这一切都是出于上帝， 他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们，这就是上帝在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归于他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。
Jesus took upon himself the sins of the world.
耶稣背负了世人的罪孽。
And we have been entrusted to be advocates of reconciliation.
那我们呢，他就将这个劝人与他和好的这个职分赐给了我们。
In fact, Paul continues in verse 20, Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
保罗在第二十节继续这么说，所以我们做基督的使徒，就好像上帝借我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与上帝和好，上帝使那无罪的替我们成为罪。好叫我们在他里面成为上帝的义。
As we have been forgiven by God and begin to grasp His forgiveness.
当我们被上帝饶恕了，然后我们也慢慢明白上帝的饶恕。
We are to help others know and grasp that forgiveness as well.
我们也应该要去帮助别人，能够了解，能够得到这样子的饶恕。
I think we all can agree that Jesus didn't deserve to bear the sins of all, and yet he did.
我们都可以知道，其实耶稣根本就不需要来背负众人的罪，但是他却这么做了。
In obedience to the Father.
因为他顺服天父。
John didn't deserve to baptize the Messiah, Jesus, and yet he did.
约翰呢，他不配为弥赛亚施洗，但是呢，他也这么做了。
Again, in obedience to the Father.
这也是顺服天父的一个表现。
And you and I may be asked to step into opportunities that we feel we shouldn't be in.
我们可能也会被呼召来做一些事情，但是呢，我们觉得我们好像不够格，不配做。
Whether undeserving as being below or above us.
或者是说觉得这个事情好像我们 不应该不值得做，或者是不配做。
They don't deserve my forgiveness.
他们根本就不值得我原谅他们。
Or I'm not worthy to serve in that capacity.
哦，还或者是我根本就不配来做那样子的事工。
Whether we feel that is below us or above us.
不管上帝要我们做的是在我们之下还是在我们之上。
We are to follow the example of both Jesus and John. Let us be obedient to the Father in those opportunities as well.
我们都应该要学习耶稣还有约翰在这儿的一个表现。我们又应该要顺服上帝的呼召。
This morning we are installing new deacons.
今天我们会在执事就职里。
And this is one such opportunity for these deacons this morning.
这对执事来说是一个非常好的机会。
And I pray God's abundant blessing and guidance over you as you take this step and this opportunity.
我就会为大家为你们祷告，希望上帝的祝福能够祝福带领你们能够迈出这一步，把握住这个机会。
But not just for these deacons.
但是呢，这样的不是只是为了这些执事们。
For all of us here today and online, may we be listening for His voice.
我要为所有的人，不管是在场的或者是在网上的人祷告，希望我们都能够听他的声音。
And as He speaks and leads us into the things that He had prepared beforehand for us to do.
当他带领我们能够来做他已经早早预备好要我们做的事情的时候。
May we respond in obedience to the Father.To the opportunities that He has for us, each and every one of us, that we would walk in them.
希望我们每一个人都能够回应上帝的这样子的一个呼召带领，然后就走在他预备好要我们走的路上。
Opportunities both above and or below us, God help us to faithfully follow Your lead.
不管这些给他给我们要做的事情的机会是在我们之上或在我们之下，我们都能够忠心的顺服于他的带领。
As we begin to wrap up here, I'll read the opening passage in Matthew chapter 3 again. It's in verse 13 to 15.
那我们要结束以前，我还要再念一下马太福音三章十三到十五节。
Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented.
当下耶稣从加利利来到约旦河，见了约翰，要受他的洗。约翰想要拦住他说，我当受你的洗，你反倒上我这里来吗？耶稣回答说，你暂且许我，因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。于是约翰许了他。
We talked about how in the pandemic, the cost of things has gone up.
我们刚刚谈到了在疫情期间，我们的很多东西都涨价了。
And how the value of money maybe has diminished, the buying power.
那我们那个我们的钱可以买的东西就越来越少。
Before I became a teenager, I was just a young boy.
我是一个小男孩的时候，还没有青少年的时候。
I had been out biking with my friends, and I found a wallet.
我跟我的朋友们去骑脚踏车，骑自行车，然后我就发现找到了一个钱包。
And it had a lot of money in there, and some cards, and but there was no identification.
钱包里面有一些卡啊。然后有很多钱，但是呢，没有一个他们的 ID 的卡。
So I went home and I showed my parents, and then I said, "Where can I give this back?"
然后我就回去了，然后给我的父母看看这个钱包，就说我怎么样还这个钱包呢
？And so we contacted the police and found a way to give it to the police, and they would hold it.
所以我们就联络了警察，然后把这个钱包就交给警察，他们就会留在那儿。
And the lady ended up retrieving her wallet and wanted to find a way to give thanks to me.
所以那个女士就找到了她的钱包，然后她想要来谢谢我。
She gave me a $10 bill.
她就给我一张十块钱的钞票。
For a young kid, of course, $10 is a lot of money.
我那时候是个小男孩，所以十块钱是很多的哦。
Now, one thing that my dad told me was, don't spend that money.
那有一件事我的爸爸告诉我，就说不要花那个十块钱。
And the lesson in that was because to understand the value of what that lady did.
这个要就是要我明白了解记住那个。那个女士对我做给我的这个奖赏，这个意义在哪儿
？Also understanding the value within my heart to want to do the right thing，
也就是让我能够记住我以后都要做正确的事情。
My dad said if you spend that money, it's just gone。
我爸爸说，如果你把这十块钱花了，那就没了。
And so I continued to hold that $10 bill。
所以我就继续的留着那个十块钱的钞票。
And I still have it today. It's in fact in a box at my parents' house.
那事实上，我现在还有那张钞票，是在我一个盒子里，在我父母的家里。
I would have brought it today, but I was afraid that I would lose it.
我可能可以带来，但是我又怕会把它弄丢了，所以没带。
Now we could say that over the course of time, that $10 has actually lost its value and its worth.
你知道，过了这么长时间，那十块钱的价值没有多少了哦，越来越少。
I can buy much less with that $10 than I could have when I was a young boy.
我那时候小时候，如果十块钱可以买很多，现在十块钱就买不了多少东西了。
But because the value of that $10 to me is great and high,
但是呢，这个十块钱对我来说的价值呢是非常高贵的。
It helps me to understand what is worth doing.
也帮助我了解我应该要做事情要怎么样正确的做。
Now I know some people may be thinking they only gave you $10.
很多人都会想说他只给你十块钱。
Again, that's not the point.
这个不是重点。
Right, because the value was continued to be established within my heart, and it helped me to grow into a young man.
但是呢，这个价值是非常重要的，就让我知道要做正确的事情。到我现在成为一个大人呢，我还是有那样一个价值观在我的心里。
That now wants to pass on those values to my kids.
我要把这样一个价值观呢，传递给我的孩子们。
And so the thing is that the more that we understand what God values,
这事情就是说，如果我们更了解上帝所看重的是什么。
The better that we will truly understand what is worth living for.
这样子我们就能够更明白怎么样活得更有意义。
That even when it seems like an unpleasant situation.
甚至于我们活在一个好像不太愉快的一个情况之下。
If we understand that God is asking us to step into that.
如果我们了解上帝是要我们介入那件不太愉快的事情之中。
We will faithfully and obediently respond yes to him.
我们也会很顺服的跟上帝说我会参与其中。
And we will begin to understand more and more of him.
我们就会越来越了解上帝。
And that is truly something worth living for.
这就是我们值得我们所努力所活的一个方向和目标。
Because in eternity, that is all we have, is Him.
因为在永恒当中，我们所有的就是他。
That's all that matters. If there's heaven, but there's no God and there's no Jesus in heaven with us, then that's not heaven.
如果有天堂，但是没有上帝，也没有耶稣，那就不是天堂了。
Heaven is heaven because He is there.
天堂是天堂，因为他在那儿。
So as we walk into this new year,
当我们进入这新的一年的时候，
How much do we value him and his words within our life, his calling within our life?
我们到底有多看重耶稣，还有看重他对我们生命的呼召呢？
Because if that is remaining low, then it would be very hard to understand how we are to live.
如果我们就不看重他的话语，他的呼召的话，那我们就很难了解该怎么为他而活。
So may we lift him high.
愿我们把称颂他。
May we bow our heads low.
让我们在他面前俯伏在地。
And truly worship him.
真正的来赞美称颂他。
In a song that Linda shared with the staff this past week, is a song that probably over 15 years ago was like my anthem.
小芳在我们的开会的当中呢，他就给我们分享了一个诗歌。
The words are, "Here I am, Lord, send me."
就是说我在这儿，差派我。
So here we are, Lord, send us.
所以我们在这儿，主，请你自己差派我们。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
we thank you for your word.
我们为你的话语来感谢你。
For your truth, Lord God.
为你的真理来感谢你。
Lord God, we know that the steps and the path ahead may not be easy.
我们知道在我们前面的道路并不一定是很容易的。
But just like what we look forward to in heaven,
就像我们在很期待去天堂一样。
As long as you are walking with us, Lord God, we will not be afraid.
只要你跟我们同行，我们就不害怕。
Even when doubt starts to fill in, even when we get a little bit weary or tired,
甚至于当我们有怀疑或者我们很感到有点累的时候，
May we continue to look back to you, Lord God, and to be refreshed and renewed and revitalized by you.
让我们继续的仰望你，能够不断的被你更新。
We thank you for your goodness.
我们为你的美善来感谢你。
And your good grace.
你的恩典。
Guide us and lead us in your spirit.
求你的圣灵带领保守我们的心。
We pray this on Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。